This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Laura Trump, it's so nice to have you back in Philadelphia. Good morning, and thanks for making time today, because I know you're a very busy mom, and also, you know, doing the campaign, being the spokeswoman, so good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, there's a chance you'll hear either my dogs or my kids in the background, as always. It's a real treat for everybody, so thanks for having us.
Absolutely. First of all, what's the update on your kids going back to school?
I wish I had one. I'm literally going to take my son next week for his pre-checkup before school at the pediatrician's office. My son goes to school in New York City. I haven't heard. I can tell you that I desperately, along with pretty much all of my friends who have kids in school, want the kids to go back to school. I think every parent has seen the Zoom learning, distance learning, whatever we're calling it, does not work. The kids are desperate for social interaction. My son this morning specifically was asking me when he could see his teacher, Miss Jessica, again. I mean, it's truly sad to see. You can't even explain to these kids what's going on. But aside from that, the real lack of attention that I think kids are going to receive if they do not go back to school. You think about the fact that a lot of times child abuse is seen by teachers that is happening in the home. There are learning deficiencies that teachers catch early on and can be corrected if caught by the teachers and addressed. Oftentimes, the parents miss it. There are millions of kids in our country that rely on these school lunches, sometimes as their only source of nutrition. And you add on top of that the fact that their social interaction is zero right now with other children, which is how they learn and how they develop. Obviously, the educational aspect is a big component of this whole thing, but there's so many reasons to send these kids back to school. I am desperate to get mine back, but I'll update you soon. I have no update from the city of New York. If you want to call our mayor and ask him for me, that would be great.
Your mayor's incompetent, but that's for another show. that's something, by the way, Americans universally agree on, is Bill de Blasio's incompetence. It's the one thing that unites America.
Well, if we can agree on one thing, I mean, that's it, you know.
Exactly right. I'm really glad you're here because, you know, Pennsylvania, which is so critical to the election again, energy is a big issue. And of course, the president, his commitment to energy and to our energy sector and so many jobs in Pennsylvania, which is really critical. And you know, I've talked about this before. I mean, Joe Biden going so far left. If I work in any of those energy sectors right now, I'm not voting for him because I think my job is going to go away. And I think all the people that rely on my job are going to go away, too. It's a very scary prospect for them.
Well, you don't just need to think it. Joe Biden has been very clear that your job will go away if he gets elected into office. I mean, he said he's against fracking. He said he's against coal. He's obviously now joined on to the Unity Manifesto with Bernie Sanders, socialist. So now the official Joe Biden is a socialist as well. AOC is his climate change advisor. So the Green New Deal implemented cost $9 trillion. But aside from that, millions of energy jobs disappearing overnight in this country. And you think about where we've come in the past 3.5 years with President Trump in office. For the first time in America's history, we are energy independent, meaning we are no longer reliant on the Middle East, on Russia, to get our energy. We are now an energy exporter. This is incredible news because not only are we talking about the fact that we are not going to be beholden to Russia or the Middle East for anything, but think about the fact that we're no longer going to send them our money to build up their military possibly or whatever else it is. We're keeping that at home. We're building up our own military. We're taking care of our country, and we are self-reliant for the first time. That all turns around overnight if Joe Biden gets elected. He wants to join back up with the Paris Climate Accord, which we know would be a total disaster. That's why the president pulled out of that. But because our president is a businessman and because he gets how things work, he has rolled back the regulations. He has removed the red tape so that we can be this energy independent country. And he does it further every day. And you saw that yesterday, he signed these permits that would allow for the pipeline and railway infrastructures along our borders to continue and just make us even more robust when it comes to the energy sector. It couldn't be a starker contrast between Joe Biden and President Donald Trump. So if you work in the energy industry, especially in the state of Pennsylvania, which Joe Biden likes to claim is his home state, he has been very clear. He's going to take away your job overnight if he gets elected.
Yeah. And by the way, since, you know, you have family who actually went to school in Pennsylvania, you've spent more time in Pennsylvania, Laura Trump, than Joe Biden has in the last decades. So, you know, I love that claim.
True.
He's from Scranton. It's like if you've driven through and went to a rest stop in Scranton, you've spent more time in Scranton than Joe Biden has in recent future, in recent memory. So, look, everything you're saying about the energy sector is so important. It's vital. And the deregulation stuff I love. And I knew that Joe Biden would go far left on the environment, embracing the Green New Deal. And I said a long time ago, I said, you know, this will kill him in Pennsylvania. And a lot of these guys are union guys outside of Pittsburgh. You know, they would like Joe Biden if Joe Biden wasn't catering to the AOCs and Bernie Sanders and the Green New Deal. But, you know, it's done. He's made his bed with those people. And for him to try to walk it back now and say, oh, he wants fracking, give me a break. Nobody should believe that. Nobody.
No. Well, you can barely believe anything Joe Biden says. I mean, most of the time he doesn't really know what he's saying anyway. He doesn't know half the time where he is, exactly what's going on. And Joe Biden has always tried to present himself as this moderate Democrat, a nice old man, Joe Biden, oh, the vice president of the United States. Don't be fooled by Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen. He is the true Trojan horse for the far left, radical socialist Marxist wing of the Democrat Party. If Joe Biden, God forbid, ever got elected, it would not be Joe Biden running the country. It would be AOC. It would be Ilhan Omar. It would be Bernie Sanders. It would be all the radicals in that party pulling the strings, because you've seen already how far left he continues to go every single day. When you say, well, I know he's going to stop here, then he comes out with another one of his proposals for the future of the country. And you're like, is this guy serious? This is what he put out there as a plan. This is terrible and would be the end of America as we know it, would take us down the path towards socialism. It's rather shocking. So do not be fooled by Joe Biden. And let me ask Joe Biden this question. If you wanted to change things in the country, you've had almost 50 years in politics to do it. Now you decided, were you saving it all up, Joe, for whenever you decided to run for president for the third time? I mean, I don't know what's going on with this guy, but if anybody really wants to think that Joe Biden is going to enact change, it wouldn't be Joe Biden doing it. Again, it would be the far left radicals, and that would be such a bad thing for this country. It really would be an unrecognizable America. And I don't want that for my kids. I don't want that for future generations. We need to keep America, America. And this is the greatest country in the world for so many reasons. One of them being that we've got Donald Trump as our president. So we need him for a second term. I think everybody can agree on that.
Yeah, well said. I know you got the kids, so I got to let you go, but I appreciate your time today. And just real quick, the vice president was in Pennsylvania yesterday. He was showing his support for law enforcement. Your father-in-law has been very clear. He stands with law enforcement.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine doing anything other than that. I mean, thank God we have our incredible men and women in blue across this country who put their lives on the line every single day so that we can live in peace, so that we can live in, again, the greatest country in the world. Without law enforcement, we don't have a country. And you've heard that Joe Biden has been very clear on another thing. He wants to redirect funding away from police. I'll translate that for everybody. Defund the police in this country. He hasn't spoken up and spoken out against all of the discrimination against cops right now, all the demonization, the way we see our cops being attacked in the streets and by these anarchists and these rioters. He hasn't condemned that. Joe Biden is sitting in his basement letting this happen and saying, you know what, I'm just going to sit back and not say anything. You better stand up and speak out on behalf of our police officers. I want to say thank you on behalf of the whole Trump family. Thank you on behalf of America for what you do every day for all of us. Without you, we wouldn't have a country.
Laura Trump, thanks for making time this morning. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Hang in there. Hopefully you'll get some clarity on the upcoming school year. And my kids and your kids will be back to school. God knows we need it, right? Oh, man.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you so much.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.